Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena Alice. Hello.
Morena. I was like, what's the segue that we're all going to be like spaced out and vaxxed and watching theatre? Is that the vibe?
I guess at some point, maybe.
I would love that more than anything in the world.
How are you going? How's the vibes?
The vibes are, look, I just hope we're all being safe and well in our bubbles, and I'm sure it's hard for a lot of people, and, it's quite surreal. I just started working on a new work. Myself, Freya Finch, and Leon Wadham have been working on Break Bread and Joe Rawiti for the greater part of, like, I'm going to say 2.5 years.
Wow.
It's the show that's just keeps on giving, and we've had it delayed for numerous reasons, but we're in the studio, but we're in the virtual studio making this new show. And you know what, like, even though we're on Zoom and we're trying to make some kind of experience, it's just still a real privilege to be able to work at the moment in that way. So I'm feeling hashtag blessed.
Too hashtag blessed to be hashtag stressed, am I right?
Sorry. You're a poet.
Thanks. This is where my lockdown brain is at the moment. Please tell us what's happening in the world of theatre, because I know there is some cool stuff online.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to plug. Oh, actually, I will just say off the top, I experienced Nick Kawana's Kūpapa, which is part of the Te Pō Theatre's spring season. They have, I talked about it a couple of weeks ago. And the reason I just want to give it a shout out is so this work premiered this year. It's a three-hander theatre show exploring Nick's whakapapa, and it sort of delves into history and like what might have happened through generations of, you know, Pākehā colonisation, etc. So some really good and interesting insight there. But the reason I wanted to mention it, as well as it being a really riveting piece of work, is you can watch it online. But it's a reimagining of the live show. So you're not going to watch a streaming of it. You're not going to see a live stream. You're actually going to hear the words in really high quality audio, and then actually see imagery which supports that sonic experience.
Oh, me. That's really cool.
So that one's still online, I think, so you can still catch that one. And Te Pō have got a bunch of other works that are happening at the moment during Kōhanga Festival, which is the spring festival So I did want to give that a shout out off the top of the bat.
Wicked.
You can also still available is I think it's called White Men, is that the one?
Yes.
The one that I was talking about last week, the Red Scare Theatre at Bats Theatre. They did do the live stream of it last week, but it is still available for you to pay what you can afford and catch that one online. Even though it's out of Bats Theatre, obviously it's available everywhere. but I wanted to, I have mentioned it in our previous discussions, but wanted to return to Melbourne Fringe Festival.
Yes.
So Melbourne Fringe kicked off on last Friday. Obviously Melbourne is in lockdown like us at the moment.
They are in officially the world's longest lockdown, so big solidarity to Melbourne. I think we hit that target on the weekend.
Love that for them. We love a winner. Australia loves to win things. I'm sure they will be heralding that honour with a huge amount of smugness. I sound horrible, but like genuinely big loves to people in Melbourne. It's a tough time. And for artists, Melbourne's got obviously great art scene, great theatre scene, great experimental live arts kind of scene. And Melbourne Fringe has grown really like in the last sort of 4 or 5 years. I've seen it really, really blooming into a space for people to test new work. So if you head online, and again, I've mentioned this before, you can actually choose in the program digital works that are scheduled and then scheduled.
I say both. It's a bit like I say yogurt and yogurt, and I get kind of teased about that. But
by me, mostly.
Yeah, I say yogurt. Sometimes.
Yogurt.
Sometimes I say yogurt.
Yogurt. It's very she of you. It's very Euro. I love that.
So schedule. I'm happy with either, Alice. I am, as we've now ascertained, very she.
I'm going mental. So you've got on-demand digital and scheduled. And that's cool because, you know, if it's scheduled... I'm developing a complex here, people. If it is, I'm going to say scheduled, sorry.
Go for it.
Then you can, it really has a kind of a come at 5 o'clock, da 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 da. Actually, this is really cute. So I've been watching concerts, like orchestral concerts and chamber music concerts online at the moment.
Wholesome.
Or someone, yeah, it's very wholesome.
Talk about she here, Alice.
Well, hello. And this person said, like, oh, see you at the venue at 15:15 because we were going to be, I think it was like at 8:30 or something. Like, I see you at venue at 15:15. And then we had some like cute banter about like, oh, yeah, got to find a park. And it was like weird. It was weird, like digital role play.
Love it.
To be like, make sure, can you get me a drink if you get to the bar first? Anyway.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, if you want to do that ritual, then look at what's actually in the time. And there's some really great stuff. There's fun stuff, you know, like there's queerioke, which is like queer karaoke.
Oh, fun.
Which is wonderful. Bunch of queens doing some karaoke there. There's more sort of cerebral, sort of reimagining the future, oral soundscape type stuff. There's like your classic classic fourth wall play, realism play stuff in there as well. It's quite cool because there's a really strong visual arts music scene over there too. So there's some really great new music by composers. Again, I'm just like sort of giving them a shout out because there's a lot for everyone, including artists and conversations. So there's some great panel discussion. I mean, you know, I know not everyone's into a panel discussion, but I'm a nerd for that kind of stuff. So
me
I
too.
Get a hard on artists and conversation. So there's that. So yeah, a lot of great stuff over there. So go check it out. It's melbournefringe.com. au. The other thing I wanted to shout out, which again I did mention the other day, is the Liveworks Festival of Experimental Art. That's in Sydney. That's their Next Wave Festival, programmed by Jeff Kahn and his team. They're based out of Carriage Works, which is that gorgeous space in kind of like suburban Sydney, but they also have a bunch of digital works available online. So, and again, like I think it's that great thing of stay connected to what's happening in Australia. And actually, they have Nisha Madan has actually programmed a bunch of their digital works as well this year. Nisha's the program manager at the Basement Theatre here in Tamaki Makaurau.
Oh, cool! So, nice crossover there.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really great to see that Nisha and Jeff are collaborating in this way. And it's great for New Zealand artists to get insight into what's happening in Australia and vice versa. So, yeah, I mean, look, it feels like...
I was going to say, run us back through that list because we've got actually lots of awesome stuff we can get stuck into there. In Aussie, we've got Melbourne and Sydney. What are they called again?
So we've got the Melbourne Fringe Festival, which is on now until, I think, the 17th of October. So that, again, check it out online. You've got the Liveworks Festival of Experimental Art. That is in Sydney. That's from the 20th to the 24th of October. So that's over our Labour weekend, which means go if you are sort of subscribing to a bunch of events now, you can pop them in your calendar.
Amazing.
And then closer to home.
Yeah, back home, what have we got going on?
We've got Nick Kawana's Ku Papa, which is on as part of the Spring Festival at Te Pau Theatre or Kōanga Festival. So you can go online and check that one out too.
Amazing. That is fantastic. A nice roundup of cool stuff happening across the Tasman and here in Aotearoa. We'll put all the links in the B-cast after the show. And it's nice to chat to you, Alice. We will talk to you again next week. Take care until then.
Same to you. Love ya.
See ya.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.